Go to my computer, see how this works. So I turn that on, and then the other thing I need to do is I'm finding this, pull this up, and I'll share my screen here, maybe my Jupyter Lab ever starts. Hey, my Jupyter Lab started up now. So welcome everybody. I want to get this done, see if we can get through this. Last time we did variables and assignments, and before that we did the Jupyter Lab with Renan and starting Jupyter up, and my Jupyter notebook has started here. I rebooted my computer today, which is a big event for me. But let me see, last time I randomly picked on Shanko, I think, to go over what happened in last time. So I thought what I would try to do is to break people up into rooms, and assign people how many people we got on here? I got two there. Okay. Kind of need one more person here. I'll do that. I wonder what happens if I don't assign someone to a room. And we'll see if anybody else comes. Let's see, got Dave and Greg and Maddie and Shanko. And Michelle's on. And Sean. All right, Sean, I just won't put you into a room. But here's what we'll try. I want to get this interactive. So instead of having each of you, one person say this, I'll put you into a room and take a minute, and the first person, since I got a graduate student and undergraduate, maybe the graduate student can go first, say what we did last week, kind of summarize it, what the lesson was about last time we met, sorry, not last week, on Wednesday, and take about a minute, and then the other student, other person can take about a minute to see if there was, they can add anything else. So,
so we talked about.
You want me to? No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break everybody up, except for Sean. You don't get to talk.
Okay. Never mind.
I'll put you if you want. I'll put you into a room by yourself, and I'll come join you. Just do that, and then each person will talk, and then I'll bring you back in about 2 minutes. Okay? We'll try this. See how you guys can figure out about these breakout rooms. Okay? Here you go. Let's see if I can do this. Okay. Try and guys going to the breakout rooms. If I can be, I think it stopped recording it at that point. So maybe the breakout rooms, I can't record the sessions. Anyway, I saw another recording. And wait, let's go back to share my screen. All right, we did that. We're going to have a lesson on Monday. We got to talk about data types and conversions today. And I got to actually, I need to more monitor space on my monitors. Let me see if I can just open up a let me open up a notebook. Let me open up my notebook. You guys want to use notebooks today? Well, no.
Edit open.
Okay, it's opening up my notebook. Everything's slow today on my computer. Okay. Built-in functions. There are several. We used print before. And we want to talk about data types and type conversions today. So last time we used programs. So, you know, we want to answer the questions. What kind of data do programs store? How can I convert from one type of data to another? So we want to really understand the difference between integers, floating points, between numbers and characters, and what a built-in function is. So every value has a data type. So there's integer types, which are denoted INT. And so these are positive numbers like 3 and 512. And you have floating numbers like 3.14156 92, if you didn't know that was pi, and I just made up the last digits. And then there's string types of data. So strings are usually written in single or double quotes. And they can be either one as long as they match. You can't have a single and double quotes together. And of course, that just the single and double quotes determine the variables like we did before. So you can use the type built-in function to find out what type of variables they are. So let's try this. Print type 52. And then I'm going to do my control enter. Doesn't run that from here. Why does it not run that? Huh? Okay.
It ran on mine.
It ran on yours. Why is it not running on mine? It's just really.
So what should be the output? Class int.
That's also what I got. But I used the play button at the top.
Yeah, that's the one that I used too.
Play button. This one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Run in selected cell.
Is it running on the console?
No. Can I just print type 52? Or is it my computer just that slow? Can't be. Save complete. All right, hold on. Oh, this is the way I did it last time. Print type 52. Okay, everybody else had this problem last time.
Do you have to make your text file a .py file first?
Oh, do you? Oh. I don't know. I think that everything's really slow on my computer. This is no fun. Hold on a second. Not did my Jupyter Lab crash? I don't want to stop sharing. Oh, sorry. Everybody else had that run, huh?
Yep. When you type in print type 52, it just says type int.
Should say class int?
Yeah.
That's what it should say. Delete file. Even deleting these files. I'm not sure that I have a console running. Print. Okay. I don't know what I did. Here it's running again. So I'm just going to go on. That's what you're supposed to get. So what's 52 is, that's not a variable, but it's still a value and you still can get int. So that's the point of this. So let's do fitness equals average and then print type fitness, where fitness is a variable now. And what do you think we'll get if I spell print correctly? So everyone want to guess? Should be a
string.
So str, we're in computer ease because it does a string. So what controls these type definitions? So in Python, the types are defined when the type of the variable is defined when it gets assigned. And something like C, you have to assign it beforehand. So, what controls this assignment of the variable type? It's the value type. So you can do different things with different values. So you can do print like 5 minus 3. And I got to stop doing that. And you get 2. So that's different subtraction. What about if I do this? And I do the same operation, but on strings. So I get a long error, it's not supported, that I can't subtract string values. So it's an unsupported operation type for the string. The string type is not supported by the subtraction. So you would think that subtraction is not supported. What you think? Everything is not supported. What about what about using the plus operator on strings? So try that. And if we do the print full name, someone want to tell me if that works or not? Or give me a yes? Maybe pull up the chat window and tell me what that is. See if we can pull up my chat window here. I gotta find my chat window. All right. Everybody want to say the plus sign works? Shift enter. So you can add two strings, but you can't subtract them. So when you add them, it's a concatenation. You just move them together for that. What about a multiplier? So let's try separator equals, and then I'll put a string equal sign times 10. So now I'm multiplying an integer times a string character. And you can print that out, and you should be able to find that it actually does work, and you get 10 of them strings. So you can multiply the strings and you can add the strings, but you can't subtract them. Likewise, we did last week with link, the last time, you can do link of a variable, print link full name. And it gives you a variable, but you can't do that for numbers. So in here, so try that for a number and you get linked like 52, and that'll give you an error. So some things work for numbers, some things work for characters, but not others. They're functional values that you can get. So if you really want to have a string, a lot of times you have a string that is a that's a character, like 2. So if you do this, get an error message because you're adding a number of one type to a string, which is a different type. So you get an error message. So we need to correct this, and the way we do that is I'll just go back up in here and rerun this as int, and what did I do wrong? I typed it wrong, so you got to print 1 plus int 2. I gotta get used to this file completion. So if you convert the string to an integer, which is what the int function does, you can print it out. And likewise, you can do the same thing with the number 1. You can convert that to a string and then add that to 2. So now we have a number, convert it to a string, and then add that to 2, and you get 12, because it's 1, and then I'm a character 2. So any questions? Everybody know you can multiply strings in Python? Maybe I should say, anybody has ever done that?
Multiply strings.
Yeah. Have you done that, Sean?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I was explicitly banned from doing that in one of my Python classes. The professor complained it made the assignments too easy.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, well, that's what happens when you make an assignment and then you move it to a new language. So we got that. So you have the strings and the integers. What about floating point or floats in operations? So can we mix, how do we mix integers and floats? So they can be mixed in arithmetic, and we should be using Python 3, which automatically can convert integers to floats as needed. In a division in Python 2, we return an integer, the fourth of the division. So sometimes this changes by even your version of Python. So let's do half is, and then comma, 1 divided by 2.0. And then we're gonna do print. Oops. 3 squared is, and then put 3.0 times 2, or raised to the second power. So half 0.5, to do that operation, you have to convert the 1 to a floating point and divide by 2. But that only works if you do floating point divisions. Because if they're integers, you can't divide 1 by 2 because you won't get, you'll get a 4 value, which would be 1. You just go down... or 0, sorry. And then 3 squared is 9 for that. So you got to be careful on how to do that. I remember C was always notorious for that. You always had to put a point at the end, and some people, instead of pointing 2.0, they would just put 2. And I'm not sure, does that work in Python if you did... 1 divided by 2, is that legal? Yeah, but put the 0 in there, because otherwise if you put that decimal point, it's very hard to read on this. So any big questions about floating points values? Next thing, variables can only change values when something is assigned to them. This is kind of going back to last time. First equals 1. Second equals 5 times the first. And first equals 2. And so the first value doesn't change. So print so I print them two out. So you know, we assign the first value is first equals one, and then you use that to multiply by five to get five. And then when you print it out, you're printing out what you reassigned it to. So you changed it in memory. But it reads it when it comes through that order. So when second equals five times first, it's equal to one, not two. So there's no history, there's no memory of what's gone on ahead of time. So, quick question to try to do. Everybody can, one of you text me the type of 3.4. What's the type of 3.4? Let's see, do I have my private? So just send me a private chat or something so you don't give everybody the answer. Now I can see who's paying attention. 3.4, Sean. So, okay, everybody got the solution. It's a float. So what's the value now? Text me the value of what is the value of 3.25 plus 4. So now it's a float, and then we add into an integer. So what type is that? So I'll put this in 3.25 plus 4. What does that equal? I'll put that in there too, instead of just saying it. So the type of the variable, not the answer. And you're free to just go ahead and try to do your and I guess I encourage you, this is not a guess. Go ahead and just write it in your browser to see what it is. So what you should do is just put results equals, and I better put this back in my code in, and just do it. I'm just not giving you what to do. But this is giving you practice. So the idea is don't guess, just go and rent it and figure it out. So, and then interpret the fact that it's the type is float. So when I ask you to do these, just the computer tells you what it is. So that is the type of the data, because the integer 4 is automatically converted to a floating point number. So it's like there's an automatic float here to convert that. So it makes difference if you try to come up with different integers. Should you count things in integers like days, or do you use floats for that? Time of absence, the beginning of the year, and days. You know, serial number of that piece of equipment, should that be an integer? What about a lab specimen's age? So there's all different types of these. And what does it make sense to use a floating point and a integer? So you can, a lot of times you have to decide this on what you want to do. Let's look at division operators. So an operator is what we've been using as like the plus, the minus, them operators on stuff. So there's a whole number operator in Python. So if you have Python and you can print 5, and then the whole number operator is 2, so you can 5, 5/3, and so that's 1. So, and then you can of course do the same thing with just doing one of them. And then you get 1.66. So the with two of the division signs, it gives you basically a floor operator. It gives you the lower integer value and moves it down. Let's try another one. And so what is that? So that's a different operator. I guess usually we call it a percentage sign. But my stuff, but it's basically the opposite of it's the roof type of upper level value. So, so you gotta be careful now between Python 2 and Python 3 because Python 2 the operator was different between two integer types, would do a floor division. And stuff. So,
Professor, a comment.
Yeah.
So instead of percentage sign, I accidentally typed ampersand, and I got the same output.
Ampersand. Print. Now I got to remember what the ampersand operator does. When you do it like that, I got an error.
Oh no, I used ampersand for one and the percentage sign for the other.
Yeah, but if you put the percentage sign in here,
it's gonna
work because I gotta put a comma in here.
Yeah, that's what
I did. That'll work because this is a print statement. If you put the ampersand in here.
That's the important part, yeah.
that gives you the same output, right? So it gives you one. So what's the ampersand? Anybody know what that is in Python? I should know.
The quotient?
Quotient. So, I guess I shouldn't just teach this, but Python let's see if this works too. My I'm not seeing that I see anything very useful.
Try typing out ampersand as a word. I think Google's not catching that character.
Well, you could probably Google it if you went through and found out. I don't know what it is, so maybe for next time I can try to figure it out. Unless someone knows. But I don't know what it's probably doing in some type of for operation, but how it's different than the percent. Well, it's not the percent. It would be the same as the
I think one is outputting the remainder and the other is showing the quotient as the output.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you divide 5 by 3, 2 would be the remainder.
Yeah.
And one would be the quotient. I mean, I'm not sure, but
yeah, I think that's what I think.
So if you divide 5 by 3, 2 would be the remainder.
I think 2 is the upper river. It takes 1.66 and raises it to the closest number, closest integer. Oh, it is the remainder of the integer. Okay, yeah, that is the remainder. Okay. And the other one must be. Okay. So you can use this then to calculate rounded up values and stuff if you wanted to with the different values depending on how you want to do the integers. And you can do other things like convert strings to floats by using float. I guess we did integer, but we didn't do something like string to float. You got like this, so you can take a string and if I spell float right, float, you'll get that. So you get these done and but of course, if you put something in there where doesn't make sense, like hello world, you'll get an error, right? So it only works if the values that within the quotes can be converted to the floating point. Okay, here I got a little quiz for everybody. So what do you think? The following, so before you run this, what do you think you expect this program line to do? So do you think that the 3.14 should be converted to an integer? So, right, I mean, if you took an integer, you would think that you just convert 3.4 to 3, right? Wouldn't that make sense? Does anybody object to that being just three, giving you 3? So it gives you an error though. So why is that? Is that we're being consistent? I guess it does a lot of other stuff, but it doesn't do that in Python 3. So, what about doing two consecutive typecasts? You can see on my so it'll convert that to a floating point. What does that work? What? Oh, yeah, it will convert the integer, but it doesn't convert the string. But you can convert it to a float and then to an integer. So you kind of see what I did here. Is if you do the, if you just converted the integer value, doesn't know what to do with the string, what you really want to do is convert it to a float and then convert it to an integer, and then you get the 3. Does everybody follow? I confused myself. So, oh. Okay. We have the following Python code. So the question is, with that code, which of the following would give you the number 2? And there's only one answer. So see who can paste this. Text me the answer the fastest. And which one of these gives you, there's more than one answer. Which one of these gives you the number 2? And so you can guess and text it to me, and then if you want, try them. But which one do you think would give you the number 2? So try it first, and then text me the answer, and then run the code and see.
So what, either first, second, or third is supposed to give you the number 2?
Each one of these lines. I should tell you, this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, this is 4, this is 5, this is 6.
Are we texting the answer, or are we saying it out loud?
You can tell me if you want, or you can text it to me.
I texted you.
Yeah. I also.
The right answer is 1 and 4. So if you try them, and I'll leave that for an exercise because I have one more thing to finish with this lesson. How do I insert one? How do I get a new cell below?
Control enter.
Yeah, that runs it. Control enter. Okay. That makes no. Does it?
What was that? Shift plus enter.
I got it. Shift enter. Yeah, shift enter. Control enter.
Right? Shift, not control.
So the last thing to cover here is complex numbers. So everybody loves complex numbers, right? 6 plus 2j. Print complex dot real and print complex. Image. Let's try that. So you got complex number, which is made up of a real and imaginary part. So you get 2 as the real part, and it's 2 is the imaginary part, and 6 is the complex. So what do you think if you added real complex numbers to an integer, would that produce a complex or a real number? Now I'm going to echo. So play around with complex numbers if you want and how you add them and what you get if you added an integer and a complex. And something like if you added 4 plus J, and J is used for complex instead of I. So we'll stop there. And just remember, every variable has a type. There's built-in functions for determining this. You know, you can add and multiply strings. Strings have links, but numbers don't. And you must convert if you really want to make sure that you get them right. And you can mix floaters and integers pretty free in Python. And of course, the values only change when you assign things to them. Okay. So,
I got a question.
Yes.
For the six line, you said it was 1 and 4. That would give you an answer of 2. Why wouldn't 5 work?
Why wouldn't 5 work? Integer first. So let's try it. Copy. So 5 would be this, right? We should be able to just do it like this. So what was... Oh, sorry. I meant to say, what would give you a value of 2.0?
Okay.
A little bit, sorry. So that's an integer. So, so it's a float. So I didn't. What will return a floating point number of 2.0? That was the question. So I guess it was my mistake because I had the question wrong. So okay, and I don't know if the recording on this worked or not. I'm going to stop sharing the screen. Must